Hello and welcome back to Three Princesses in a Muggle World. My name is Jenny and I am joined by one of my best friends and co-hosts.
Hey everyone, it's Amber.
And we're back for this week and probably, well, two will actually be coming out this week. So I shouldn't say this week and next week, but with just the two princesses as Casey is not feeling too good.
Yep, hopefully she'll be able to join us after for the other ones that we record next week.
Yep. So let's jump in. If you guys will remember, a couple of months ago, we did a podcast all about Jim Cummings, who is famously known as the voice of Winnie the Pooh. So we're going to kind of take that, copy and paste it into a podcast all about John Ratzenberger. If you don't know who John Ratzenberger is, I'm sure you know his voice.
Anybody who has watched Pixar or grew up watching Pixar knows his voice
In
because he
fact,
is kind of known as the Pixar voice.
they use his voice so many times that they've actually done a spoof, I don't know if that's the right word, where he is making fun of the fact that all the voices are the same.
Yep. And that's in Cars, and that we see. He voices Mac, the trailer truck that pulls Lightning McQueen. And we see him at the end. He's at a drive-in movie theater, and they took and made some of the Pixar movies into and that, but remade them using like Cars. And so he appears in several of those scenes. And then Mac makes the comment, "What kind of cut-rate production is this?" After he realizes they reuse the same voice.
Yep. So that's kind of almost like a little preview of what we are going to be talking about, which is all of the different movies that he has been in. And also, why are we talking about him? Because his birthday was just recently on April 6th.
Yep, he was born in 1947 in Connecticut. He has voiced 22 Pixar films. His first ever appearance in the movie industry, though, was actually not Pixar. It was a movie called The Ritz. I've never seen it, so don't ask me what it's about. But he was apparently a patron, so I'm assuming just a background character, like not even an actual, hey, here I am character. And his most recent appearance in the movie world is Poker Face. He played a character named Abe. Again, I've never seen Poker Face, so don't ask me anything about that one. But I did
So,
want to kind of highlight his first and most recent appearances in the movie industry before we jump into the Pixar side of stuff.
yeah, as Amber said, neither one of us have seen either one of those movies, but that's not really what we're here to talk about because, as you all know, we talk about Disney. So, his first appearance in a Disney movie, or I guess back then it was really just a Pixar movie, was as Pam, who is the piggy bank in Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, and 4. I always forget that they have a fourth one, and now they're making a fifth one. Oh boy.
We don't talk about that though. For me, Toy Story ends after the third one. The third one ended perfectly. We did not need to continue this franchise. But he also voiced Ham in quite a few different like video games that and shorts that they've come out with. So he voices Ham quite a bit. Ham is probably one of his most known characters.
As we all know, I quote things, and the thing that keeps going through my head is not a quote from Ham, but it's about Ham. And it's when Mr. Potato Head goes, "You uncultured swine, what you looking at, you hockey puck?"
I love Toy Story. Oh, so that I have a funny story actually, real fast, that has to do with Toy Story. So it's on the right track. Okay. So I watched Toy Story for I don't know how many. My My child and I have watched Toy Story many times, but she wanted to watch Toy Story again the other day. So we're watching it. And, you know, Disney Plus then will recommend a video at the end of the credits. And lo and behold, the obvious, it recommended Toy Story 2. And my child was like, Mommy, I don't want to watch Toy Story 2. It's scary. And I'm like, it's Toy Story. It's not scary. She goes, Well, the one we just watched was, like, it wasn't. And she then goes, yes, it is. The happy kid with the skull shirt on, he's scary. Or with the pirate shirt on, he's scary. And it just made me laugh because in Toy Story, they call Sid by his name countless times. But my child only remembers him as the happy child. Which is only, he's only called that once by Buzz when Buzz is seeing him for the very first time. But that's what my child remembers, not his name. Kind of made me laugh.
He actually comes back in Toy Story 3. He's the garbage man.
Yep.
But we digress.
Slightly.
Just a little bit.
We are talking about Toy Story, so it fits. It works. Okay. So, the next appearance he makes is 3 years later, after making his first appearance as Ham. He's brought back for A Bug's Life, where he voices P.T. Flea. And P.T. Flea is the little flea that runs the circus. And his name is a spinoff of the P.T. Barnum. It's a play on
that before.
It's a play on his name. And so, fun little fact about P.T. Flea's name, Gloria.
Also, P.T. Flea is John's favorite role that he has ever played, which is kind of funny because I feel like it wasn't really that big of a part in the movie.
I feel like it's a fairly big part. I feel like the problem more with, well, the problem, but the surprise of that being his favorite is the fact that P.T. Flea is probably one of his least known roles because a lot of people don't watch Bug's Life. Bug's Life is not one of the more popular Pixar movies. I feel it should be more popular than it is because I absolutely love it. But that's beside the point.
So, as we already discussed, he was Ham, which was in Toy Story 2. But also, he was the Yeti in Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University, which was one of the scenes from the end of Cars where he's like, as Mac, he's like, man, I like the Abominable Snowman. He's really cute or whatever. And then, like, it just keeps going and he's like, wait a second.
Yeah, so. And I want to say P.T. Flea was one of the other ones.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Which makes sense because in between Monsters, Inc. and when Cars came out, he was only two other characters. And I feel like both of these ones didn't have much to say.
Yeah. Yeah, so he appeared in the Cars movie as Mac, Ham, P.T. Flea, and the Yeti. He voiced a total of four characters in that. But in 2003, he appeared in Finding Nemo as the Moonfish. I had to look this up because I was not 100% sure, but it's those silvery fish that do, like, the charade aid type things where they're like, I live in I swim in the sea and I have a nose shaped like a sword. And they're like playing charades with Dory, trying to get her to guess what they're kind of doing.
It's really interesting that you don't know who the Moonfish are because they don't talk, but they're also in every single Turtle Talk with Crush.
Well, I guess I just never knew that they were called Moonfish. I'd never heard them called that. So, like, once I looked it up, I knew exactly who they were. I just didn't know that they were called Moonfish. I didn't know that. That was the name.
Just didn't put it together that the same voice that did all these other well-known characters were the Moonfish.
Yep. Well,
as well as
I think I knew that, but I don't know.
As well as the Underminer from The Incredibles.
Yeah, and Incredibles 2. Yep. The Underminer is in the very beginning, which I like Incredibles 2, kind of. Like, there's some things I like, some things I don't, just kind of like every movie. But the biggest thing I don't like is the fact that they left this cliffhanger ending with Incredibles 1 with the Underminer. I was expecting then the Underminer to play a much larger, more prominent role in Incredibles 2, and that was not the case. And so I was really kind of disappointed.
I actually have only seen Incredibles 2 once, and it was when it was in theaters. And I think, like, my nephew, my oldest nephew, who is almost 9 now, I think he was, like, turning 4. So it just was, like, one of those one-and-done movies for me.
See, it would be a one-and-done for me, but my child likes it.
That makes sense.
And so I've watched it a little more than I would have personally chosen to watch it. As we've mentioned several times now, he appears in Cars and Cars 2 and Cars 3 as Mac. So that was the role following the Underminer.
So in a spinoff of Cars, which was not done by Pixar, he was in Planes and Planes Fire and Rescue. I almost said Fire and Escape. I don't know why. Escape. Anyways, but yes, he was also in that movie, those movies.
Yes. I was kind of surprised to learn that that was not done by Pixar. It was technically done by Disney, I believe, if I remember right, but it was not, they didn't do it as Pixar. Like, that's kind of weird that you'd do a spin-off of a show that's a Pixar show and not do it as a Pixar movie. But
I didn't realize that either. I've never really thought about it.
Yeah. I didn't know it was
a fun fact about Pixar in general is that they usually come out with a movie every year. And I'm just looking at this timeline that we have for John, and he is in one of Pixar's movies, it looks like, almost every year. So, and yes, sometimes Pixar does come out with more than one movie a year, but it's just really cool to see because it's like 1995, 1998, 1999, 2001, 2003, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 15, 16, 17, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, man, guys, he's running Pixar at this point.
So, since you brought that up, Pixar has stopped using him, actually, for some unknown reason. I could not find any reason. My guess is partially because he is getting old. But we also have other people who are getting old who are still doing phenomenal in acting. So I don't know exactly if he's maybe sick or something, I don't know. But they have kind of stopped using him. And so a lot of the more recent roles that he's in are ones that are characters he voiced previously. And so they brought him back for that character. But he has not actually been in a Pixar movie as a new character since 2020,
which is sad.
Yeah, but he was, so after playing Mac in Cars, he appeared in Ratatouille as Mustafa, and again I had to look this one up because I was like, which one is Mustafa? And it's apparently the waiter, and one of his most known scenes is after having taken the soup out to the critic. He comes back in and is like, she loved the soup, she wants more. And they were surprised because they didn't think that the Luigi, is that his name? That's the name that's coming to my mind.
Luigi. It's a pasta name.
Yeah, they didn't think he could actually cook, so they were shocked, which we learn he can't actually cook, but that's a different story.
But you're talking about anyone can cook.
Yep.
Yes, anyone can cook. Doesn't mean that anyone should.
Yes.
He was also the blonde passenger in WALL-E, whose name was apparently John. I don't know if we were actually ever told that that was his name.
Yes, we did.
I thought that, don't know these things. It's been a while since I've seen WALL-E, too. It was just not a movie very well known, like, watched in my family until, like, my nieces and nephews were like, can we watch WALL-E? And I was like, I don't really want to. Can we pick another movie? So.
I love WALL-E. WALL-E is one of my favorite movies, and that in the Pixar universe. So I have watched it many times. So for our listeners who are like, I feel like I should know who John is, but I'm not being able to put a finger on it. When they're in like that when they're in the transportation, I think is what it is. John's the one he knocks out of the chair, actually. Yeah. John's the one he knocks out of the chair and then goes up and says, WALL-E? And he goes, no, John. And WALL-E points at himself and goes, WALL-E. And he goes, oh, hi, WALL-E.
Okay, now that you say that, I do remember that.
Yeah. And then his next appearance was in Up, another one of my favorites. He was the construction foreman named Tom, and that, so he was the one that was talking to Carl and talked about how he would probably be happier if he moved and stuff, and asked if, and Carl asked, like, who's your boss? And he pointed to the guy in the suit that I don't think we ever hear him actually talk, and Carl grabs the megaphone from Tom and yells into it at the guy, and Tom takes back the megaphone and says, I am not with him.
I do remember that too, and I do like Up. It's been a while since I've seen it. You know what I think I need to do? Really, just Disney in general. I just need to start with like Snow White and go through all the movies that Disney's come out with.
They do have, if you go to the search, they do actually have a section in there that is all of the movies in chronological order for release, like when they were.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I did that when they first started. When Disney Plus first came out, I did that so that my daughter and I could watch all the movies together.
That's awesome. See, that's what I want to do. I once there used to be this podcast that I really, really liked. It was called The Bibbidi Bobbidi Bros, and it had Brian Hull, and if you guys know Brian Hull, he's on YouTube. He's the one that became famous for Let It Go, but he used a whole bunch of Disney voices to do Let It Go. Anyway, so it was him and his best friend, and his best friend hadn't seen like a lot of the Disney movies. He wasn't as into Disney as Brian, and they were like going through and watching them all, and that's what they would talk about on the podcast, and it was really good, and I'm just like, that's what I should just do. I don't even need to make a podcast out of it, but it would be cool to at least go through and watch them all.
Yeah.
So back to John. After Up, he was in Toy Story 3 and Cars 2, but we've already talked about that. And then, fun fact, he was in a princess movie because, as we all know, Pixar only has one princess movie, and that is Brave, and John was Gordon, which I guess was a random guard in Brave.
I couldn't even find a line for Gordon that Gordon said, so I don't quite understand how John was part of Brave as Gordon when Gordon never spoke, but they gave him credit for Gordon.
Maybe originally he had a line and then they cut it out, but they still had to pay him for talking once.
Maybe. And then he came back again as the Yeti before being a part of Inside Out. He was Fritz, which was one of the mind workers who did the upgrade, the console, so that it included the puberty.
Always a good time. I haven't seen a lot of Inside Out either, so I am sorry, guys. I have seen, I feel like, all these movies at least once, which is great, because I'm sure if Casey was here, we love Casey, and we love how she would be completely honest and be like, yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, probably.
And another movie that I have only seen once, but that John was also in, is The Good Dinosaur, which he was Earl, one of the Velociraptors.
Yeah, so, again, I've seen this more times than I care to admit because my child likes it, because my child likes dinosaurs. I have happily gotten her into Land Before Time, which is more of my speed of dinosaur, but she does still like to occasionally watch The Good Dinosaur. So I've seen it way more times than I care to admit. But the Velociraptors are basically your cattle, like, rustlers. They're the thieves that stole the cattle, which I think The Good Dinosaur's a weird movie in general, but it's basically The Good Dinosaur took and made it so the meteor never hit Earth. So the dinosaurs didn't die. So the dinosaurs took on some, like, human roles, basically. And the T-Rexes were your cattle ranchmen, and they herded cattle. The Velociraptors stole the cattle from the T-Rexes. And every part of me is like, how stupid are these Velociraptors that they would steal from a T-Rex? It did not go well for the Velociraptors, in case anybody was wondering. So even though he was in Finding Nemo as the moonfish, the moonfish don't appear in Finding Dory, but John's voice does. He played one of the small crabs and that, and it's when Dory goes back to the aquarium and she's in the fish tank that she had grown, that her parents had been in when she was a baby, and she's trying to find them, and there's those two little crabs at the bottom that tell her parents aren't there, and John voices one of those little crabs.
Cool. And then, of course, he is Mac in Cars 3. And then he was Juan Ortodonkia, which is really funny because he was the skeleton with braces. And that's why I think his last name is really funny. Because it's like orthodontist.
I think that was on purpose.
Yeah. Disney does things like that. And then he was once again the Underminer in Incredibles 2, as Amber already has pointed out. And he was Ham in Toy Story 4. And that leads us to the very last time that he was an original character, and that was in Onward. Have I told this story on here before? I went and saw Onward the week that, like, the world shut down in 2020. Like, me and my friends are like, yeah, let's go see Onward because who knows when it's going to be on Disney Plus. And then COVID hit, the world shut down, and within a week, Onward was on Disney Plus. And I'm just like, why did I even go see it in theaters? Really good movie, though. I love Onward. But
I love it, too. It's been a while since I've watched it, though, because my child doesn't love it.
Say it.
Yeah.
But he was a construction worker named Fenwick in Onward.
And then he reprised his role. The last time he appeared in any Disney movie, well, any Pixar movie, was when he reprised his role as the Yeti in the TV series Monsters at Work.
Which, if you have not seen that series, it's really cute. Like, yes, it's for little kids, so it's kind of like a brain number type thing. But I watched it with my nieces and nephews. I babysat them. Like, I slept with overnight and babysat them overnight, and I think we, like, started watching Monsters at Work at night, and then when we woke up we finished watching it. It's really good, guys. Like, I give it an A+ for little kid TV.
So that was the last time he voiced a character, but apparently his likeness was used For it didn't specify what character, but his likeness was used as a character in Soul.
Which I've only seen Soul once. I feel like I, at this point, just need to tell you guys all the movies that I've only seen once. But it was good. I think we watched it, like, it came out on Christmas, and I think we watched it that night.
Yeah, I really like it. It's a cute movie, for sure.
So, now you guys have been informed, and the next time that you hear, what kind of a cut-rate production is this? Or Snowcone? You know who it's coming from.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Mac? I ain't no Mac. I'm a Peterbilt, for darn sake. And then I was like, that's not Mac, though. He clearly says, in the quote, that he is not Mac.
Yeah, he's not Mac.
And so,
if you haven't seen these Pixar movies, go watch them, because even the ones that I don't care for a whole lot are still really good movies. Like, Pixar in general, the movies are really good. And so I highly recommend just going and watching all the Pixar movies. Even if you only watch them once, watch them and see if you can pick up on his voice and be like, yep, that's definitely him in this one.
Also, if you need to learn even more about Pixar and Pixar theories, I think it was in season 2 that we did 2 episodes about the big Pixar theory. So yeah, you can go back and give that a listen too. Because that was good times.
I did not care for the Pixar theory. We disagreed. But
also let us know what you guys think if you want us to keep doing these very well-known actors and giving you a little bit of a rundown of who they've been and why they've been them. And also let us know who your favorite John Ratzenberger character is.
Yeah, just in general, talk to us. We want to hear from our listeners.
Because we don't hear from you guys very often.
No.
And with that, we hope you guys have a magical week.
Bye.